BBC, Holby City, starring Guy Henry as Hanson, Layla Ruiz as Sahira, Tina Hobley as Chrissy, and Lauren Drummond as Chantel. Previously.
You have one job, and one job only, and that is to dig us out of this hole.
She's dead!
She left me everything in her will. They think it's about £50,000.
Wedding cake samples.
This is a bit of an awkward situation for both of us, and I will assess you just as I would any other nurse.
I'm going to accept the money. I'm going to take some more time off.
I'm going to recommend an extension to your FT status assessment, and we'll be back in 3 months.
Get out of my way!
If I'm going to save this hospital, I intend to do so entirely on my own terms. I intend to take full and absolute control. Until further notice, all allocations of all resources, and I emphasise all allocations of all resources, are to be personally signed off by myself. Full and thorough inventory of current medical supplies and equipment will be compiled by every department and submitted to my office forthwith. All clinical decisions other than emergency surgery must be referred to my office for authorization. Theatre schedules and staff rotas will need to be approved on a daily basis. Everything goes across my desk. Everything.
Culture Shock by Rebecca Wojciechowski.
ET-190.
Be careful with
BP her. BP-70 over 55, 6 milligrams of adenosine. Her daughter's with her. She was in our TA. Sent him from ED.
Mum's got cancer. Be careful.
Chest trauma. Prepare a chest drain, OK?
Hanson's cutting up a slice of white bread.
Ah, Mr. Hanson.
Yes?
Chris Swan. Shall I use here as a base?
Why?
I understand you have an emergency drill today.
Yes, that's correct. And who are you?
Chris Swan. One of Sir Fraser's management consultants. I assumed you'd been kept in the loop.
No, I thought I made myself clear to Sir Fraser that...
I'm sure, but he insisted.
Sahira inserts a drain into her patient's chest, and the patient's daughter watches.
I'm going to be sick.
BP stabilizing.
Sahira sees a porter laying out evacuation drill signs.
Oh, great, the drill. Just what we need on a working ward. Thanks, Hanson. Can you arrange a CT and an echo? Is there anyone you'd like us to call for you?
No, it's just me.
Henrik, with a bit of guidance, a bit of focus, this hospital can turn itself around. Guidance from my 4 years hands-on experience in health sector strategic planning is what I'm going to give you. Don't look so nervous. I'm here to observe and advise. You're fully prepared for the drill?
Yes.
Chrissy scoops up a file and a wedding magazine, then turns to a patient in a wheelchair.
Jodie Mullins.
Yes.
Okay, bed 4, please. I'll be with you in a minute.
Sorry, how long?
Chrissy, a word, please.
Chantelle's driving.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Elizabeth's in the passenger seat.
You're in New York. Oh, I cannot believe you're flying out there tomorrow. I'm so jealous.
It's only a week's holiday.
With your money, you could stay there for good.
One step at a time. I've never even been on a plane before. Concentrate, Chantelle. Go right.
I'm just saying, you don't want to be like one of those lottery winners that's like, oh, I'm not going to let it change me. Let it change you. It'll change me.
It's hardly a lottery win, Chantelle.
I'm just saying, if it was me, I'd start spending it.
As Rick walks across the car park, Chantelle attempts to manoeuvre into a space, but drives into the back of his car, scraping the paintwork.
I am so, so sorry, Mr. Griffin.
Rick stares at her with disdain before walking off.
Oh dear. I'll make it up to him somehow.
I'll see you up there.
Chantelle gets back into her car, then seeing a pot of nail varnish, she gets an idea. Chrissy's speaking to Eddie.
What? I didn't think I did that badly.
Well, just so you know, it was your diagnostic test that let you down.
Really?
You could be a good nurse practitioner, Chrissy. You've just got to prove it. Are these your cases for today?
Eddie notices the wedding magazine in Chrissy's pile and gives her a disapproving look. Sahira hands Elliot a file.
Any chance you could take a look at my RTA? Possible internal bleeding from fractured ribs, stage 2 lung cancer patient due for a lobectomy and a heart tumour excision at St James's in 3 weeks. Obviously, electives are out of the question because of this stupid drill, but there's a strong case for performing the cancer surgery here if we're taking her into theatre anyway.
Very possibly. Let's wait and see what the CT and echo show us.
Sure. I can smell booze on the daughter also in the RTA.
Oh, dear.
Chris Swan looks through some patient notes.
What do you think you're doing?
Aye. Chris Swan, management consultant.
Right. So you do have a name. Why not use it to introduce yourself? These are private medical files.
I'm just going
through... Look, if you or anyone in management want to poke your nose around here, you ask Mr. Hope first. You got that?
Sahira scowls at Chris before storming off, and Elliot gives him a timid look.
That's nice. An evacuation drill, exactly what we need today.
Does evacuation warden?
I need to attend an evacuation briefing. Why? Fire, we're on. A drill isn't gonna save you.
Hanson's orders.
Of course. How can we live for 30 seconds without him inventing a completely new way of ruining our lives?
Sasha and Chrissy share a smile.
So, I hear your preliminary MP exams didn't go as well as we'd hoped.
She gives Eddie an accusatory glance through the window.
She had to tell me. She also told me she thinks you've got it in you to do very well.
She goes to leave.
Chrissy?
Sasha holds out Chrissy's wedding magazine for her.
Excuse me? Can someone help?
What's happening?
We'll see how the chest drain works, but we may need to operate to stem the bleed, increase the oxygen. If we do need to operate on the tear, it may be beneficial to bring forward the lobectomy and the heart excision that your mother was supposed to have.
Today?
Look, your mother is very weak, and we wouldn't want to put her under the strain of having 2 operations in 1 month. But let's just wait and see if the chest drain does its job first, okay?
Sorry, CT's in.
Thank you.
Sahira's face drops.
We have to operate today.
I better call Hanson first.
No, I am sick and tired of having to run everything past Hanson.
Certainly doesn't feel like an economic use of our time.
How are we supposed to run a hospital if they won't allow doctors to make basic decisions for their patients?
Engaged.
A second daughter arrives.
Why didn't you call me?
Chantal's really sorry. Is there anything either of us can do?
Yeah, I'll sort the car. You just concentrate on your job. And maybe next time, leave the instructing to someone who's actually paid to do it.
A patient walks past.
Mr. Quinn, where are you going?
I'm desperate for a drink.
I'll get you a cup of water.
I'd love some coffee. I'm needing some caffeine.
I need to prep you for a scan. You may have sustained some internal injuries during the attack.
All right. I'll behave myself in that case.
Chantel eyes up Mr. Quinn as she approaches the nurse's station.
Right, what do you need me to do?
No nursing the sick for you today, Shanners. Time for you to join your fellow evacuation wardens in a briefing.
Stupid drill.
Elizabeth looks jealous.
Chantel's been selected to be evacuation warden.
Seriously? Come on, even a kino like you can't be jealous.
Just would have been nice to have been considered.
Chantel's been put in charge of our safety in the event of a disaster.
Malik nods and Rick rolls his eyes. Hanson is showing Chris around.
I'm not seeing nearly enough preparation for the drill. Electives have been bumped for this trial at great cost.
The staff are aware of their responsibilities.
Mr. Hanson. I have an RTA with a haemothorax that may well require surgery. The patient also has grade 2 tumours in her heart and her lung. The CT shows that the patient's cancer has increased rapidly since her last checkup. Mr Hope and I are requesting that we remove both tumours today.
This patient is from St James's. Send her back to St James's.
How would the patient feel about their life-changing procedure being discussed in a corridor?
Well, with all due respect, I am consulting my director of surgery.
I'll repair the haemothorax if you must, but the patient's cancer treatment remains the responsibility of St James's.
Well, yes, but circumstances have changed. Clearly, we need to adapt.
I have made my position perfectly clear, Miss Shah. And don't let Darwin fail the emergency evacuation drill. You're due in a briefing shortly, I believe. Mr Swan?
Sasha's examining Jodie.
How long have you had stomach pains?
Since I was about 18. It's not usually this bad, though.
CT scan all good by leaving.
Thank you very much.
I'm meant to be getting a train back up to university tonight. I can't afford to miss another term.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. That'll be all. Thanks.
With a funny look, Eddie moves away.
Has the pain relief kicked in yet?
Yes, thanks.
Right, we're going to move you to the side room, OK?
7, 8, 9, 10. Wow. 7, 12. If that is not a waste of senior nurse's time, I don't know what is. Good thing you can come.
Yeah, one of my many skills.
Well, I must go and get briefed on how to direct fake people away from fake emergencies. Goodbye.
Jodie is wheeled away.
What's wrong with her?
No diagnosis yet. So go on. Go show the doubters what you can do.
We're going to monitor her closely over the next couple of hours.
But you saw the scan and said you wanted to remove the tumour.
Look, we're still waiting for the echo results to come back, which will give us a clear indication of what's going on. But at this stage, my director of surgery feels it's best St James's deal with the cancer surgery as planned.
I'm not happy about this. I want it done today.
Hold on, Mona. If the director of surgery doesn't think operating is a good idea...
Sorry, I have to be someplace else, but I will come back, OK?
Mona searches her handbag.
Go for a fag.
Just a fag.
Just a fag.
Sasha's with Jodie.
We've looked at your blood tests, which confirm you are anemic.
Chrissy comes in.
Can I help you, Sister Williams?
Yeah, I'm taking over Jodie's care. Eddie's a bit busy.
Right.
Unless you prefer a more senior nurse.
No, it's fine.
Excuse me, I know I'm anemic. But I read somewhere that can be a symptom of something else. I'm sorry, I don't want to sound all pushy.
The tests don't reveal anything, I'm afraid. You should go back to your GP for a referral.
Although we could explore some other avenues.
Well, I can assure you I've explored every avenue, and my best advice is you head back to your GP.
I eat everything the doctors tell me.
Well, we believe stress might also be exacerbating the symptoms.
It's not stress. Something's wrong. Has been for a long time, and I don't know what it is. If I can't get back to university this week, that'll be it.
It says in her notes she's taken measures to address her stress and diet, but still she's exhibiting symptoms.
Well, we can't find anything.
But I'm in pain.
We'll keep you in until the pain is manageable, and if the extreme symptoms persist...
I'll speak to my GP again.
Or visit your local ED. OK? When you're back at university.
Jodie shakes her head.
That'll be all, thank you. Miss Williams.
Sahira sneaks in late to the emergency drill meeting.
As part of today's evacuation drill, 5 mock patients, each wearing a blue tabard, have been assigned to each...
I would like an apology from Ms. Shah. She was very rude and aggressive towards me earlier.
Oh, I doubt that.
And her tone when addressing you leaves a lot to be desired.
All areas of the hospital.
Morning, all. I'm Chris Swan, a management consultant from the NHS. I see some familiar faces from my rounds today. The Trust's eyes are on you, Holby. Mr. Hansen and myself want you to do well, but make no mistake. The only thing bigger than this is the real thing.
During the evacuation procedure...
I've never wanted to burn myself alive until this moment.
Yeah, well, I've got patients to treat.
Oh, somebody should inform Mr. Hansen about that at once.
Even if they insist.
Echo results are in. Give Chris my apologies.
Please sit down at once, Miss Sharp.
And stay there until told to return to the building.
I'll be back in a bit, okay?
Sasha steps out of Jodie's room and discreetly slips the scan results into a bin before approaching Chrissy.
Thanks, Nurse Williams. That'll be all. Yeah, what was all that about, Sasha?
It's fine, honestly. It's very straightforward.
Well, it's very clear you don't want me on the case. Thanks for your support. Very touching.
Sasha looks guilty. Chantel tidies up Rick's office and places a chocolate muffin on his desk just as he enters.
Chantel.
I'm really sorry about your car, Mr. Griffin. I will sort it, I promise. My mum will lend me the money and I'll just give it back.
Don't worry about it, it's fine. I'll sort it.
I got you a muffin.
Thank you, there was no need.
Are you going to eat it?
A bit rich for me.
Would you prefer a chocolate chip?
I don't really have a sweet tooth.
What about a fruity one?
It's fine.
Blueberry?
She breezes out of the office.
Ah, you're back. These sheets need to go to the laundry and prescription bay 5.
I just need to get a blueberry muffin for Mr. Griffin.
I'd leave it if I were you. I got a quote on getting the scratch fixed.
Oh, brilliant. That was next on my list. The nail varnish was a disaster.
It was £500.
I don't think my mum can cover that. I'll have to find another way. Leave it with me.
Chantel!
Chantel doesn't have enough hands, so she stuffs the muffin in her mouth.
Let me know when it hurts.
What's her name?
Brother man. She's a nurse. She works here. That's all you need to know.
Mr. Quinn watches Chantel across the ward. Elliot walks up to Sahira.
Sean Cadogan's echo. The tumour's far bigger than the CT showed. We need to perform a lobectomy and excise the heart tumour today, or it could become inoperable.
Mm-hmm.
But Hansen has to agree to this now.
Chrissy is reading up on abdominal pains.
Can you look, Poirot?
Maybe the patient's just anemic, like the notes say.
Could be.
That's my super sleuthing done. I'll back to stop taking.
That's a lot more than anemia earlier, though.
Yeah, I know, but Sasha's notes are so vague. I mean, abdominal pain. And that could be anything from gynae to bowel problems.
You know, you'd have a much better chance of diagnosing the patient if you're actually in there with her.
I don't think I'd be very welcome.
But this is your career at stake. Would you really want to throw away the chance to be a nurse practitioner because you can't work with your ex?
Sasha's not my ex.
So what's your problem?
The problem is he doesn't think I'm up to it because I failed my MP module.
Remember?
57, 58, 59.
Is there anything else I can help with?
One. Two.
What about patient in bed 3?
He's fine. He's waiting for his scan results.
Can I twist your arm?
Do you fancy him or something?
No. I just feel sorry for him. He's been beaten up. I'm not saying he's not cute, but I'm professional.
Okay, go on then.
Elizabeth starts again on the stock count.
Hi, I'm Chantel. I'll be looking after you today.
Lucky me. Nice to meet you, Chantel.
Sahira joins Hansen.
Mr. Hansen.
The patient we discussed earlier, I have her echo results.
He holds his hand up as he checks his pager.
Thank you.
The echo makes the case more than compelling. The tumour has spread into the left atrium. To have any chance of extending the patient's life, we need to remove the tumour from both the heart and the lung as soon as possible. In 3 weeks' time, the tumour may be inoperable.
Well, I consulted St. James's since our previous conversation, and in the light of the scan, you can perform the lobectomy on the lung.
Thank you.
The patient can then continue radiotherapy treatment on the heart tumour at St. James's.
I don't understand.
Well, how can I say it more clearly?
Why are you being like this?
He slowly stands.
I get it.
There is a higher chance of the patient dying on the table with the heart surgery. Therefore, we're just going to wash our hands off the risk. Let St. James's take the hit.
I'm right, aren't I? You just want to keep our mortality rates down. I cannot believe that the great Henrik Hansen...
Shut up!
She's taken aback.
Now, you're a good surgeon, Miss Shah, but you need to know your limitations and resist getting involved in matters of which you've no understanding.
But this case is clear...
If you cannot carry out a simple instruction, then I'm going to have to ask Mr. Hope to oversee your operations for the foreseeable future, and I would like you to apologise to Mr. Swan for your inappropriate behaviour earlier.
No chance.
She swiftly walks out, and Hansen gives Chris an embarrassed look. Mona returns to her mother and sister.
Was Mum happy this morning?
No, she wasn't. She's got lung cancer.
How was your cigarette? I'm going to have to call Paul. Let the family know what's happening.
Paul is not her family.
He would be if I hadn't been called away from my own wedding. This doesn't just affect you.
Do what you want. Invite them in. Have a party around our bedside.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Sorry.
Mona applies makeup to her unconscious mother.
Oh, for God's sake, Mona.
Tell you what, I'll just make this easier for everyone and go and wait somewhere else.
We're just chasing up your scan. It's been a bit slow this last week. I'm sure you'll be wanting to get on your way.
Oh, no, I'm more than happy to stay here, as long as it takes.
That cut's gonna need a couple of stitches, I reckon. I'll just get my needle and thread and check the treatment room spray.
I shouldn't have this on in here, should I? Let me take it outside.
He hops out of bed and answers the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just at work. All right, calm down. Sit down, take it easy.
Malik keeps a watchful eye on him as he leaves the ward.
Sasha? Do you know where Jodie Mullen's scan is? It's not in her notes or on the system.
What do you need it for?
Where is it?
I don't know, but you don't need it. I've told you I've sorted her care.
Chrissy seems suspicious. She waits for Sasha to get into the lift before making a phone call.
Hi there, it's Chrissy Williams. Could I have a copy of Jodie Mullen's scan, please?
Quinn, still in his hospital gown, presses for the lift in reception. As he waits, he pinches a flower from the counter of a coffee shop. Elliot steps out of the lift and searches the reception area until he finds Mona having a cigarette.
Ah, there you are. We're about to take your mum into theatre if you'd like to come back upstairs.
Is she having her operation?
Yes.
Quinn returns to the ward with the flower.
Where have you been? I need to do those stitches. Get me into trouble.
Are you?
Oh.
Flowers aren't allowed on the ward. According to your x-ray, you don't have any broken ribs, Mr. Quinn. We'll wait on the echo to find out if you have any internal bleeding. Meanwhile, please don't leave the ward until you're discharged.
Sorry.
If you collapse while you're picking flowers, we can't help you, can we?
Hope the treatment room's still free.
Don't forget the drill.
The what?
The drill.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't understand. Why can't you just do it all today?
The doctors know what they're doing.
She's already said the tumour is bigger than initially thought.
Mona, stop it. If they don't think removing the heart tumour today, then...
Tell me why you can't do it.
I'm sorry she gets upset easily.
This is our mum's life.
Your sister is asking a valid question.
It's the first time for everything.
Just promise me you're doing what's best for her.
We are.
Sahira joins Elliot in the operating theatre.
Sorry you had to down tools to be here.
It's always good to see another great surgeon at work.
She smiles weakly.
You argued your case. It's out of your hands.
If there's one thing I never thought Hansen would be, is weak. This is wrong.
I think there are probably things going on here that we know nothing about, nor would we want to. We probably shouldn't be too judgmental. Should we get on?
Sasha strolls over to Chrissy at the AAU nurses' station.
Hi.
Hi.
Jodie Mullins is free to go.
Fine.
Could you arrange this prescription for her, please?
Yeah, sure. Painkillers.
She receives an email from the radiology team.
I'm a bit busy, so...
Yeah, sure. Me too.
He goes away and Chrissy opens the email. It contains an image of Jodie's CT scan, which appears to show a large lump in the abdomen. She looks concerned. Sahira and Elliot are operating.
Cut.
Elliot cuts the suture.
Bronchial tube not leaking air.
Good.
This new regime is out of control. This could be the first patient to die because of it.
It's not very fair.
Well, if this was your mother on the table, what would you want me to do? Saline.
Michelle, we've done as much as we're allowed to do. We need to stop here now. Michelle.
She ignores him and continues.
Sahira.
She shows Elliot a large tumour.
Look, we can't close a patient with that inside them. I don't care how inconvenient it is to Hansen's figures.
Elliot looks unsure.
You close her up. I can't, this is wrong.
Okay, we'll proceed with the excision.
Sahira is stunned.
Scissors.
Mona and her sister, Kerry, are waiting in the corridor. Mona paces around and glances nervously at a theatre runner as he walks by.
Are you sure you don't want to go for a fag? Or sort yourself out?
With a tired sigh, Mona ignores Kerry and sits down.
Thank you.
BP's falling.
Fluid and cross-match, please.
Suction.
Keep it 100% oxygen.
We need to get on top of this.
More suction, I can't see a thing.
She's bleeding out quicker than we can get in.
She's losing output.
Chantelle's sewing up Quinn's forehead.
Let me know if this hurts, Mr. Quinn.
Don't worry, I'll live. Ouch.
Oh, sorry.
You're trying to rush me out.
I'm really sorry, I've got an emergency evacuation to lead.
I didn't realise you were such a Girl Scout.
I've got to do it right so my boss doesn't think I'm useless.
You seem pretty useful to me.
He ignores a phone call.
You fancy coming out for a drink when I'm back on my feet?
Well, you're my patient at the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
Paddle standing by, please, for a proline.
A suction tube is used to remove the excess blood.
Swab and pressure. There it is.
Sahira concentrates.
Easy. Nice, wide purse strings. Good. And cut. Good. Tie it up.
She ties the suture, then she and Elliot anxiously watch the heart monitor. It remains at 57 over 34. Then the numbers begin to increase.
BP's rising.
Well done.
Eddie's studying Jodie's scan.
I thought I was going nuts.
Actually, I think you might be right. I mean, it's not very clear, but there's definitely something there. Well, you wanted to diagnose, and this is a lot of brownie points.
How could Sasha miss a tumour?
You need to share your theory. Fast.
Chrissy goes to see Sasha in his office.
Can I have a word with you about the Jodie Mullins case?
I would much rather you spend your time keeping across Hansen's stock take today. And I've dealt with the Jodie Mullins case.
She looks hurt.
Of course.
Mona and Kerry are sitting in the corridor outside the theatre. A bad atmosphere hangs in the empty seat between them.
I'm pleased to say that we were able to remove both tumours successfully. She's absolutely fine.
Both?
Yes. We'll let you know when your mother's being moved back to the ward, okay?
Thank you so much.
See, I was right. I told you they could do the op today, didn't I? I do know what's best for Mum.
If you hadn't been drinking, or whatever else you've been doing, none of this would have happened, Mona!
Have you seen it anywhere?
Elizabeth. 9. Have you seen my tabard?
10, 111, 112, 113.
Is it still Christy Williams we need to send our overtime request to?
Mr. Griffin's car, I'll work every day for the next year if I have to.
Elizabeth becomes distracted while she considers Chantelle's words.
125.
She lets herself into Rick's office and finds his car keys in his jacket pocket. She thinks long and hard before popping the keys into her own pocket. Hansen's speaking to Chrissy.
You're working under a nurse you were previously senior to, are you not?
Yes, I am.
And you've recently failed the preliminary examinations in the nurse practitioner training I selected you to undertake.
I will do better next time.
Conspiring with me over a patient's symptoms to comfort one's bruised pride is not an attitude I welcome.
Perhaps you could take a look at the CT for me.
You failed to look at it to necessitate you bringing it to me.
Mr. Levy, he didn't fail to look at it.
He simply couldn't see a mass in the abdomen?
Yes.
If I am forced to stop typing, I expect to see a mass. I'll ask you once, shall I stop typing?
Chris leaves the room to take a call.
Yes.
I hope for Mr. Levy's sake you're wrong.
I didn't drink and drive.
I could smell it on you the moment I got here.
Why don't you believe me?
Because you're a mess.
Mum was driving.
Mum had to drive because you were drunk. I think it's time I got a proper carer for Mum.
I want to care for her.
You want to care for her. Mum cares for you, Mona. We all know it.
You think I'm still using, don't you?
Aren't you?
Oh, my God. You don't trust me at all, do you?
It was supposed to be my wedding today, and you were going to show up half-cut. You are such a selfish cow.
Look, I'm sorry I got wasted on your wedding day. I just couldn't stand the thought of the family looking down their noses at me.
Mona takes a seat, but Kerry remains standing, arms crossed.
I will prove to you that you can trust me.
Kerry considers. On the Keller ward, Quinn exchanges a smile with Chantelle, then Malik walks over.
Scans are all clear. Just some light bruises. You're free to go.
Hansen returns to his office with a cup of tea in his hand. With precise movements, he takes a seat behind his desk and prepares to unwrap a new syringe from its packaging. Chris opens the door.
Henrik, it's time.
Sahira's patient is wheeled into HDU.
Keep her on 15-minute OBS, full oxygen.
I'll let Hansen know about heart excision.
No, I'll tell him.
Well, as a consultant present, it's my duty.
Yes, but I push for it. I'll take the brunt. I'm in enough trouble as it is. One more thing isn't going to hurt.
The staff evacuate the building.
Please follow the trail of death and destruction towards the assembly point. 2, do not use lift.
Thank you.
Chrissy speaks to Sasha.
I was right.
Live instairs, no running.
Should I stay here till the drill's over?
No, you've been discharged, Mr. Quinn. You're free to go.
Is there a chance I can get your number?
Really got to concentrate on the drill. I'll be in the car park in 10 minutes.
Amadeus, where's the fifth mock patient?
The mock patient is reading a newspaper in a toilet cubicle.
Don't run, no lift.
Chandra Duggan's post-op CT scan.
Kate, can you take over? He would want me to prioritise the patient, and this is all ridiculous anyway.
Elizabeth searching the Keller ward.
I've looked all over the ward and he's nowhere to be seen.
I can't go downstairs with four patients.
We'd better get down there because we're being timed.
We need to do it perfectly.
We don't want to make it worse by being late.
Elizabeth walks with Chantelle.
I heard you arranging to meet that patient downstairs.
He's not a patient anymore.
It wasn't a criticism. He seems sweet.
Really? He asked for my number. I've not been on a date in ages.
You'll be fine. You've got to take a risk every now and then.
Are you going to sulk now because you've been proved wrong?
I knew that Jodie had a GIST tumour.
Yeah, right.
I performed an endoscopy.
There was no endoscopy on her nose.
I did it when I transferred her to the side room. Fortunately, the biopsy revealed the tumour's benign.
You performed a secret endoscopy?
What is the best course of treatment for a GIST?
To take it out.
How?
Laparoscopically. In most cases, better recovery time.
Upper GI laparoscopic surgery has been assigned to St James's and therefore Holby will not get paid to do it. Hanson's as good as banned it.
Don't be ridiculous, he can't do that.
The only procedure we can offer her here is open surgery. I was trying to discharge her so she could be treated elsewhere, get her back to university in time and not jeopardise her degree.
Chrissy suddenly looks regretful as realisation dawns on her. Sitting at his desk, Hanson takes the syringe, now filled with fluid, and uses it to feed the injured bird in his drawer. Outside, Quinn takes another call on his mobile.
I hope no one died in this massive disaster.
One day there could be an absolute disaster, and you will be glad of this.
Thank heavens, you made it out alive.
I'm still caught up. Sit tight, you'll be fine. I'm up to my eyes, I'll be there soon.
Quinn waves at Chantelle.
He waited for you. That's quite sweet. You should talk to him.
Do you think?
If you like him, of course.
Here. Call my tabard.
Where are you off to? When can we get back in?
I'll just find out.
Yeah, I'm listening. But, babe, I'm afraid I'm going to be here for another couple of hours yet. Yes, I love you too. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Failure. Your staff failed to find the mock patients in the Keller toilet, I understand. Darwin did turn up, but Ms. Shaw was notable by her absence, which makes me question how seriously you took the drill, Mr. Hanson.
I took it very seriously indeed.
You assured me your staff were fully aware of their responsibilities. When I report back to Sir Fraser, I can only sugarcoat it so far.
I'm very happy to listen to any recommendations you're willing to impart, Mr. Swan.
Do the drill again.
You can't possibly be serious.
I am. Are you?
I have a level of seriousness beyond your 4 years hands-on experience in health sector strategic planning and your diploma in hospitality management.
I deal with your type all the time. The type who think medical training is equivalent to managerial skill in a competitive health service. You might get pats on the back from your pals over at the GMC, but right now, where it matters, your name's dirt.
Peculiar use of the word matters.
If you feel out of touch with the needs of a modern health service, then step down. I want my apology from Miss Shah, and I want a rerun of the drill.
Come in.
Mona enters Elliot's office.
Excuse me, Mr. Hope. Could I ask you a favour?
Malik returns to the Keller ward.
Oh, Mr. Quinn. Now, either you have forgotten something, or you didn't quite understand me when I said you have been discharged.
It started again, right in here.
Really?
I know I messed up today, but I followed the drill to the letter.
You follow the most simple instructions in the world. What do you want, a medal? Well, right now, I'm more concerned with where my car keys are. Since you're tidying up this morning, they appear to have gone missing.
Missing? I never even saw them, Mr. Griffin, I swear. I can help you look, though.
It's fine. It's fine. Leave it.
You failed. Who was the staff member in charge?
Me, Mr. Hanson.
There was a mock patient left in the Keller toilet. I distinctly remember the drill briefing stated that all areas were to be evacuated, but nobody checked the toilet. I want a full account of this ward's failure to comply.
That's so unfair.
I just can't believe I'm finally being treated. Thank you.
Unfortunately, this procedure involves quite a lengthy recovery time. So you won't be able to go back to university for quite a few weeks.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm really grateful to just be treated. Thank you.
We're going to get you prepped for theatre, OK?
Chrissy follows Sasha.
Sasha, I should have kept my mouth shut.
It's not your fault. It's Hanson's. Let's just get her into theatre.
Elizabeth finds a glum-looking Chantel in the staff room.
You okay?
No. I really don't know what happened. I've been trying so hard today. And now Mr. Griffin's car keys are missing, and I think he's blaming me for that as well. Could this day get any worse?
I tell you what. Why don't you get yourself back on the ward, and I promise there'll be something there that'll make your day better.
Elizabeth smiles and leaves. She goes to Rick's office.
Mr. Griffin, please, don't worry about your keys. I will find them.
She strides off down the corridor with a satisfied smile. Sahira.
Keep an eye on fluid output. Hi, Sean. I'm Miss Shaw. You're in an accident. Can you locate her daughters, please?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
I'll be back.
You were missed at the drill?
Yes, I had more urgent matters to deal with. Look, this is a very busy hospital, yet we've had to bump elective patients for a drill that isn't even a full-scale evacuation.
Everything in good time, Miss Shaw.
Your micromanagement regime is just ridiculous.
If you don't like my regime, then you don't have to stay.
She looks taken aback, then angry.
You should know I decided it was in my patient's best interest to perform the heart excision. It was completely my decision, not Mr. Hope's. Although he did agree that the patient would have died without that intervention. Crash team! She's gone into BF. No output. Bagger!
Hanson looks round at Chris, who's watching him sternly. In the relatives' room...
This is highly irregular. You're lucky the toxicology team were able to conduct a test.
She takes the slip of paper and hands it to Kerry.
See? Told you I was clean. Gonna go and sit with Mum.
I'm sorry. No, I mean it.
I'm sorry I screwed up your day.
You kind of surpassed yourself on that one.
Always try my best.
Charge into 200, clear. Again, 200, clear.
Sean responds.
We've got sinus rhythm. Thank God.
She looks at Hanson, who turns to Chris.
Mr. Swan.
They walk off. On Keller, a curtain's drawn back and Scott waves at Chantel.
God, I can't believe he came back. He really must be interested.
Mr. Malik said something about stomach cramps.
Now I can get his number. I need something to entertain myself whilst you're gone.
It's only a week.
Oh, please, all that inheritance in the bank and you're only going to New York for a week.
OK, can only take a week's leave, which is fine because I've never even been abroad before, let alone America. I might not even like it.
Like it? Trust me, you won't want to leave. And with 50K in the bank, you damn well shouldn't.
Oh, leave it.
Seriously, though, what are you going to do with it? Buy yourself a little flat, put a millstone around your neck?
It's a big world out there, Elizabeth, and I'm sure you'd get your job back because you're brilliant. It'd be like the Pats waiting for Cheryl to step off the plane.
That's not the best analogy, Shanners.
You would like to go for longer, though, admit it.
Maybe I'll surprise you both one day.
There's 7 days in a week, Elizabeth. Not one of them's called one day.
Elizabeth nods unhappily. In the anaesthetic room.
Wait. I can't file the consent form.
Right. Well, I'm sure it'll turn up somewhere.
Hansen's insisted on caution at all costs. I think it's our duty to stop this procedure.
This might be a little bit cobbled.
Oh, that's fine. I reckon you could just cure me with your smile.
Well, if that was true, my job would be a lot easier.
I was going to ask you for your number, but well, I guess I can't if I'm a patient again.
Absolutely not.
I'd really like to see you when I'm not a patient.
I should sort this out first.
You won't find anything wrong with me.
Hey, Mr. Quinn. Your phone has not stopped ringing. Your wife's gone into labour and she's downstairs in maternity. Better get yourself down there, mate.
You're horrible.
Chantelle follows Malik out. Kerry and Mona walk through the ward to Sean's room.
What's happened?
Your mother had an irregular heart rhythm. Her heart stopped, but we managed to bring her back.
I pushed you to do this operation. Is she suffering because of this?
No, it's the stress of the surgery, but she's fine. She won't need any more operations. Excuse me, just thinking. When is Hansen going to start treating this place like a hospital? I'll see what's going on.
I just need to know whether it's a real emergency or another drill. Yes, I'll hold.
To Chantelle.
So, where's Scott gone?
Oh, he was discharged.
You can tell me, you know.
Thank you. It's not a real fire, it is a drill, a rerun of this morning. Let's get it right this time.
Winding stairs, no running.
Everyone wants you to succeed, Mr. Hansen, but if you can't react to the simplest of drills or have your staff behave with a certain level of conduct, then there is a significant problem. 3 months reprieve or not, the Department of Health will not allow a hospital of this size to fail. If you aren't seen to be making enough progress, you will be removed beforehand. There's no safety net here. All right. I'm going to see if there's been any improvement on our last attempt.
On Keller.
Elizabeth, I've been such an idiot.
You've got to take a risk or you'll never know. Besides, it's all right to be an idiot. Sometimes. Gonna check the toilets this time?
On Darwin.
Right, stay with us, folks. We're just trying to find out what's happening.
Right, for those of you who are not designated skeleton staff, can you please make your way to staircase 2?
See ya.
Hansen is working around the clock to save this hospital. He needs our support. So let's just get on with it.
Get up! Move! I cannot suspend my disbelief that far.
You shouldn't have put yourself in the firing line, not with the kind of scrutiny we're under right now.
If I'd have known discharging her mate was going to get the best treatment, I'd have been on board from the start. Don't you trust me?
Of course I trust you.
It doesn't feel like it.
Look, you know I think you're a great nurse. I just didn't want you to get involved. You know, it's one thing me sticking my neck out for a patient, but in the current climate, the fewer people that know about this, the better.
He walks on and Chrissy watches him, surprised and touched. Chris and Hansen watch everyone gather outside.
Better late than never.
Sahira turns to look at Hansen with an air of apology. Rick standing away from the group.
There he is. Do it now.
Elizabeth goes over to him.
Mr. Griffin.
Yes?
Can I have a word, please?
Yes, of course.
I'm not just going on holiday to New York. I'm going to stay for a while.
What? Where's this come from?
It's something I have to do. I've never done anything like it. It's an opportunity I can't miss.
Stay for a while? What does that mean? How long?
6 months, a year. I don't have a plan. I need something new.
Fine. Well, put something in writing and we can start the process of finding a replacement.
He goes to see Chantel and Malik.
Elizabeth says she's going to America. Did you put her up to that?
She needs it, don't you think?
She's my best nurse. Thank you very much.
Well, she needs to do something for herself for once. And you've got me, Mr. Griffin.
With Sean.
How long do you reckon she's got left?
Long enough for her to see you get married.
Yeah. She'll make sure she sticks around for that.
Maybe I could help this time.
Mona smiles warily at Kerry, who smiles back. The staff have returned and are climbing the stairs.
Mr. Swan? Hi. I wanted to apologise for my unacceptable behaviour earlier on.
Thank you, Miss Shaw. A big improvement, by the way. On Darwin's evacuation time, much closer to what it should be.
He turns away, and she gives him the finger.
Sarah.
How did you make a mistake like that?
It was my fault.
Can't we go back?
I've referred you to St. James's, okay? And they'll schedule a new operation in. And I've told them it's a priority.
I just want this over with.
Believe me, they'll do it. And they'll deal with it quickly and efficiently. You should be back at college in no time.
Thank you.
They walk away together.
Time to face the music.
What do you mean?
Well, Hansen will want to know what happened.
Maybe I should
go. It's my call, Chrissy.
Sasha. I wish she knew what you'd done for her today.
He nods and walks on. Chris walks into Hansen's office and finds him looking out of the window.
Well, we got there in the end. One job off the list.
He starts packing up.
So Fraser and I only want to help you. In time, you'll see we're all on the same team.
Will you be coming back?
We'll be keeping a close eye on things. I'm only ever a phone call away if you get stuck. Look at the turnaround in Dr. Shah's attitude today. Just goes to show what can be achieved when you apply yourself.
I shall bear that pertinent advice in mind.
That's all we're asking, Henrik. Good evening.
Hansen remains at the window as Chris leaves, bottling his fury. In the bar.
Get yourself a sofa. I'll be out to visit.
Of course, Aunt Chantel. She's given me a list of things to do. She was telling me about some museums, Bloomingdale's and Macy's.
Let's get you a Cosmopolitan after this, lot.
Oh, no, it smells like medicine.
Oh, come on. You need to get some practicing for when you're in the Manhattan crowd.
Come on, Elizabeth, you can't have leave-in drinks and not drink.
No excuses.
Okay.
Rick drinks an orange juice while the others down their shots.
Another round?
Actually, I'm going to have to leave you to it.
Mr. Griffin, have a shot.
No, I've got an early start and still haven't found my car keys.
Oh. There's something waiting for you outside. It's as good as new.
She holds out his car keys and Rick smiles.
Well, thank you. Travel safe and be sure you split your money up, put it in separate pockets. That's what I do. I've left some money behind the bar.
I'm really going to miss you, Mr. Griffin. Thank you.
I know everything you've done for me has been out of kindness.
Whenever you want to, you can come back to us.
She puts her arms around his neck and hugs him tight, closing her eyes, then steps back again.
Enjoy your party.
Now you're in New
York. Could have the X Factor, but you don't. Right. To Elizabeth.
To Elizabeth. The best nurse ever.
They drink red cocktails. Sahira goes to Hansen's office.
Come in.
She finds him sitting in the dark and notices Chris has gone.
I was just passing. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Hansen's carefully cutting a thin strip off a slice of white bread. Bemused, Sahira leaves him to it. He cuts the strip into small squares, which drop into a bowl, going so close to his finger that a drop of blood falls onto them.